Mr. Meadows, many have been critical of your handling of your former chief of staff, Kenny West. These claims include allegations that Mr. West acted inappropriately and received payments after he was relieved of his duties. Did you make mistakes in your handling of the Mr. West situation?
You know, I can tell you that in when the story first broke, I had three things that I had to do. One is I had been advised to handle it a certain way. I did an internal investigation. I got a third party to do it. And when we started to look at that, you second guess everything that you do. But I can tell you without a doubt that what I wanted to make sure that I did was took responsibility for what I did, admit what I did. I referred myself to the ethics committee last November. Didn't wait for anybody to refer me. And then in doing that, check with House Employment Counsel, who says that I have operated in accordance with advice that they have given in similar terms. Now, when you do that, that's all you can do, except for the last thing, is if the Ethics Committee says that I made a mistake, I will make it right, both personally with an apology, but also making it right financially for anything that I didn't do properly. And I can tell you, to all of you, that I acted in good faith in a difficult situation, and I believe that in the end, it will show that I acted in good faith. But I don't take the trust that's been placed in me lightly, and that's why I referred myself.
All right. Mr. Bryson, you have 2 minutes. Your thoughts on his situation and relieving of Mr. West from his staff, and do you think it was handled properly?
No, I don't. I have reports that Mr. Meadows knew of the proclivities of Mr. West to sexually harass women prior to his being sworn in. This was reported in the press on a number of occasions, I think in the Washington Post and several papers in North Carolina. My thought is, why would you bring trouble into your office knowingly?
You have a minute to respond.
Well, I can tell you that, one, I didn't know anything, and still to this date, when you start to look at it, what Mr. Bryson is referring to is everything that's in the press. So let me just share from a personal standpoint. My daughter volunteered at no pay for 6 months in my office when I was first sworn in. Kenny West was the chief of staff. I would not have put my daughter in that situation, or any woman in that situation, if I thought that there was a threat to her well-being and the health and safety of my employees. I can just tell you that just wouldn't happen as a father, and so to suggest otherwise is just inaccurate.
Okay. You have 1 minute. Do you want to respond?
Yes, I do. There's evidence to suggest that one of these women who was let go because she was involved in this kind of problem was let go 14 months before Kenny West was let go. And so if we have this information, if this information lands on my desk, I know I've got a problem and I need to get rid of this guy now.
Right. Are you saying that he didn't act?
I'm saying the congressman did not act expeditiously.
Right. Okay.
Well, I've got 30
you
minutes.
Have an opportunity to
I can
respond
tell you
to that.
That when my staff brought the issue to me, that day, I took immediate action to make sure that the health, safety, and welfare of the employees that I have was protected. That day.